This is the Foreign Desk Explainer on Monocle 24. I'm Andrew Muller. This week, Monocle's Asia Bureau Chief Fiona Wilson asks, why has Shinzo Abe called a snap election now?
At a time when North Korean missiles are flying over Japanese territory, you might think that what Japan needs now is stable government. Why then has Prime Minister Shinzo Abe just announced a snap election next month? Opposition politicians were quick to criticise what they see as a self-interested move that only serves to shore up the Prime Minister and his Liberal Democratic Party. But from Abe's point of view, the timing makes good sense. Poor ratings earlier in the summer, following a series of scandals, have been on the up since the cabinet reshuffle in August. The opposition, such as it is in disarray. The Democratic Party, Japan's main opposition party, now under new leader Seiji Maihara, is polling at an improbable 6.7%, hardly likely to make a dent in the LDP's controlling position in the upper and lower house, and its more substantial support levels of nearly 38%. By calling a quick election, Abe takes advantage of the opposition's weakness and heads off uncomfortable questions about scandals, such as the case of school operator Kake Gakuen, which is run by an old friend of Abe's, and which was somehow given approval to open the first veterinary science department at a university since 1966. Or Abe and his wife's close ties to an ultra-nationalist kindergarten in Osaka. Since he became Prime Minister for a second time in 2012, Abe had proved himself to be an election winner, securing another victory and a powerful two-thirds majority for the LDP and its junior coalition partner Komeito in a snap election in 2014. His record was tarnished by the LDP's crushing defeat in the Tokyo Metropolitan Assembly election in July. The party was humiliated by Governor Yuriko Koike's new Tokyoites First, or Tomin First, party. 49 of the 50 candidates fielded by Tomin First won seats, while the LDP only took 23.
In order to change society, people would like to have something new or somebody new.
A former LDP politician who was frozen out of the party, Koike could yet prove to be Abe's Achilles heel. She has announced that she is forming a new national party called Kibo no To, or Party of Hope, based on a platform of reform and reviving Japan's presence on the international stage. Abe is hoping to stand for a historic third term as LD president. If he succeeds, he would be Japan's longest-serving prime minister, a feat in a country usually known for its prime ministerial revolving door. If anything, the threat of North Korea has boosted Abe's support. The LDP has been traditionally tough on the pariah regime, keeping the still unresolved issue of abductions by North Korea of Japanese citizens in the 70s and 80s at the top of the agenda. It's well known that Abe would like to revise Article 9 of Japan's pacifist constitution, the article that renounces war. Popular opinion has not allowed him to make that constitutional change, but the threat posed by North Korea does play into the hands of those who would like Japan to take a more muscular military role. A recent Kyoto poll showed that although 64% of the public doesn't support Abe's decision to call an election, apathy rather than popularity may yet win the election for the Prime Minister. Nearly 30% of voters say they intend to vote LDP, but an astonishing 42% of the electorate are still undecided.
That was the Foreign Desk Explainer. My thanks to Fiona Wilson. The Foreign Desk will be back on Saturday. For now, thanks for listening and goodbye.